This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Are you familiar with the term gaslighting? It describes a blatant lies by someone, usually in politics or in the media, today in the left-wing media, who blatantly and knowingly just lies in order to try to make people believe the lie, as if hoping that if they repeat the lie long enough and often enough, that it will make it true. And this is the cornerstone of Democrat politics and left-wing media today. And they're gaslighting the entire country right now over the so-called impeachment of President Trump. Now, listen, there is no impeachment taking place, and there are no subpoenas that have been issued to the White House or cabinet members or anybody related to this impeachment. There's no impeachment because there hasn't been a vote to even authorize an impeachment inquiry in the Congress. There hasn't been a vote in the House of Representatives specifically. No vote has taken place. And Nancy Pelosi is trying to pretend that there is impeachment going on so that the media can report there is impeachment happening, impeachment proceedings, impeachment investigations, impeachment is underway, but it's not. They're all faking it. They're all crisis actors. And this term crisis actor, it means that they've been handed a script. They are acting out a part that they've been told to play by the CIA, by the way, and they are going to fake this. They're going to gaslight the entire country to hope that people believe it. And the reason they use this technique is because it works, because they have managed to lie to and trick and pull the wool over the eyes of the vast majority of Americans for a very long period of time. Most of the big events that have happened throughout the history of our country, even big terrorism events, 9/11, you know, Oklahoma City, the assassination of JFK, and so on, they've all been, in one way or another, fabricated in terms of their narratives. The events were real, but the narratives were fabricated, or elements of these events were staged, because they're all gaslighting the country, gaslighting you to believe things that aren't true. And this is exactly what they're doing with so-called impeachment. Now, the reason they have to fake this, by the way, is not only because they're in a hurry, but also because if they issue actual subpoenas, then the White House would be able to challenge the legitimacy of those subpoenas by invoking executive privilege, which would send the conflict to the courts, which could take a couple of years to work out. So if they were to issue actual subpoenas, instead of what they have been issuing, which are just demand letters that have no legal weight whatsoever, then Trump could challenge those subpoenas. But the Democrats are not issuing subpoenas precisely for this purpose. They're issuing demand letters that pretend to be subpoenas. Have you ever, I don't know if you still get a lot of mail, but in the days before the internet took over the mail, did you ever get in the mail a fake bill? A bill that said, oh, you're late, you have to pay this, you owe this much money. And you look closer and you find out it's not even real. Well, some people pay those bills. In fact, there have been people caught by the FBI who have scammed companies like Google and Microsoft for tens of millions of dollars by just sending them fake invoices. And these companies pay the invoices because it looks legit. Well, if you get a fake subpoena letter from the House of Representatives, do you have to comply with that fake subpoena? No. Just like you don't have to pay the fake bill. You don't have to pay it. You don't have to reply to the subpoena because it's not even real. It's a fake letter that pretends to be a subpoena. And that's what the Democrats are issuing now. But the complicit CIA media, that is MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, they're all projections of the CIA and the deep state at this point. They tell the public that subpoenas have been issued. These are subpoenas. And if the White House doesn't answer them, then guess what they're going to accuse Trump of doing? Oh, obstructing justice. Oh, now you have to be impeached now because you're obstructing justice by not answering these subpoenas, even though they're not subpoenas. They're fake. Now, the bigger reason why I bring all this up is not just about politics, but to mention that you are being gaslighted in every area of knowledge that you think you have. And this is the bigger picture here. Vaccines are all gaslighting. Everything they tell you about vaccines is faked. They tell you they've been scientifically proven to work. Totally fake. Even admitted by Merck scientists, even admitted by the FDA, admitted on the vaccine insert sheets themselves. They say, and I've done stories on this, and I've taken photos of the insert sheets and published them on Natural News, where they say, oh, this vaccine has never been tested in a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. Never been tested on pregnant women, but it should be given to pregnant women. Never been tested on children, but it should be given to children. It says it right there in the insert sheets. But then the media comes out and says, no, they're all proven to work, and they're proven safe. That's gaslighting. They're just blatantly lying to you. Several years ago, there was one journalist, a network, that had put out this talking point that claimed mercury in vaccines made them work better. That's right. There's actual video of a newscaster, a woman, talking about, scientists are reporting that mercury in vaccines makes them more effective. So they actually had a talking point. Mercury is good for you. You see, that's how insane it can get when they engage in gaslighting. And this podcast isn't about vaccines either. I'm just using that as an example. When it comes to pharmaceuticals, it's all gaslighting. Almost all of Big Pharma's studies are faked. Did you know the FDA doesn't run any clinical trials itself? It doesn't. The FDA doesn't test any drugs. The FDA relies on the drug companies to do their own testing. So the drug companies have compliant clinical study companies, and they will hire 20 of them to run, 20 clinical trials on their new drug. And then if 10 of the trials fail and 10 of them succeed, they just bury the 10 that failed. And then they take the 10 that succeeded just by random chance, and they forward those to the FDA, and the FDA says, oh my God, look at all this evidence. The drug must work. It's approved. That's how it works in the drug industry. So Big Pharma is all gaslighting all the time. Vaccines, it's all gaslighting. History, the gaslighting of history, like I mentioned, the big historical events are all fake narratives. 9/11, Oklahoma City, Waco, JFK assassination. It's all real events with fake narratives, just to be clear. Some people will say, the moon landing. What about the moon landing? No, I think the moon landing was quite real. But even the narrative around that was faked because the real purpose of it, and I'm not saying this was a bad thing, was to, claim the high ground from a tactical and military point of view. The moon orbits the Earth outside, above Earth's gravity well to some extent. In other words, the moon is the high ground. And if you can claim the moon, notice we put a flag on the moon. America claimed ownership of the moon. That is a legally binding claim. America owns the moon. It just hasn't been asserted yet in a court case, but America actually claims and owns the moon, the entire moon. We were the first there. We put a flag on it. That's what that was all about. But the narrative was that, helping humankind with exploration and discovery, and we want to know, and it's about advancing science. No, that's BS. It was about achieving a military advantage, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It was actually a really smart thing to do. If you can put, by the way, missile bases on the moon, and some people say there are missile bases on the dark side already, which you can't see from the Earth, then you can rain down kinetic weapons and nuclear weapons onto any target anywhere on planet Earth at any time. And you can also observe planet Earth from the moon without having to have satellites do it. So, the moon is a strategic base. My point is, this isn't about the moon. My point is, everything you've been told is a lie. Every major thing about medicine, about science, about food, history, finance, banking, everything is gaslighting. In fact, you have been so gaslit, we might say, that it would take you a decade just to unlearn all the crap that's been shoved into your brain that you've been taught since you were a child that's all false. And it's true for all of us. We have been taught massive falsehoods in public school, and it's even way worse now. I mean, gosh, now they're taught that there's no such thing as a biological male or a female, that there are 5,000 genders. Well, wait a minute. No, it's 5 million. Wait a minute. No, it's infinite. This is what they're teaching kids today. So the gaslighting goes to such extremes now that they're even trying to convince children that their biology, that they can see in the mirror on their own naked body, that that's not even real. And that's what gaslighting is really all about, to make you delete reality from your consciousness. Gaslighting is it's a mind control method where they could tell you that this red barn over here is actually green. Or they could even say there are no red barns, and anybody who thinks there are red barns is a conspiracy theorist. And if they push that thought and they have it socially reinforced so that you become shamed by friends and family members and coworkers, if you even talk about red barns, then they can convince everybody that there are no red barns, even though there are red barns right out in the open. It's just like autism. You know, something like 2% of the children in America have autism today. They're all around you. They're everywhere. But yet the vaccine industry says, what? There's no autism caused by vaccines. It doesn't happen. Doesn't exist. There's autism's not a big problem. It's not even happening. And they're right there. They're at every daycare center. They're at every school. They're at every city park. Might even be your own kids or grandkids. Autism is everywhere. But they're trying to convince you it doesn't exist because they don't want you to know the truth that vaccines cause autism, or that Big Pharma's toxic drugs are killing people, or that most people who die of, quote, cancer are actually being killed by chemotherapy drugs to treat the cancer, because chemotherapy is poison. It's based on derivatives of mustard gas weapons from World War I, by the way, in case you're curious. That's why your hair falls out. That's why you lose muscle mass. That's why you vomit and you have nausea, because it's a chemical weapon. They just relabeled it chemotherapy and started injecting people with it, and everybody's bodies are falling apart, obviously. And then you're told, no, that's medicine. It's not medicine. It's poison. Total poison. But it's all gaslighting. Again, everything. Science, medicine, history, finance, banking, money, politics, news. Everything is gaslighting. Okay, so to summarize, then you might wonder, well, what's real? Okay, some very interesting things that are real. Number one, God is real. God is real. God's creation is real. And God gave you free will, which means your consciousness is also real, which means that your existence is real. And, you know, furthermore, what that really means is that you have an important role to play in this world, because you are part of a system, a universe with real consequences. What that means is that your actions are real. What you decide to do is real. It's written on your spiritual record, by the way. God is watching. God is recording. God is omniscient, knows everything about what you are doing, why you're doing it, and frankly, what it means for the world. What was your intention? What's your motivation? Are you trying to help people? Or are you trying to hurt people? God knows. That's real. Your little, you know, running around in circles, flouting pink ribbons, raising money for cancer, that's not real. That's fake. You don't even know where that money goes. I'll tell you where it goes. It goes to fund mobile mammography vans, which they just run into black neighborhoods so they can diagnose black women with cancer so they can make money off the toxic chemotherapy treatments. So if you are raising money for the cancer industry, you're actually engaged in evil. Not good, even though it makes you feel good because you're living the gaslighting lie about cancer. But in reality, it's evil. You're hurting people. You're hurting black women. It's actually racist to raise money for the pink ribbon cancer industry. You are a black-hating racist if you do that. but they try to make you feel good. Oh, you're helping women. No, you're not. You're not helping anybody. You think the cancer industry wants a cure? That'd be the last thing they want. That would destroy the cancer industry. They don't want a cure. They want people to remain sick so they can keep making money off them. So these are just a few things to think about. This is reality that I'm describing. And if you want more reality, read my website, naturalnews.com, or listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. I don't sugarcoat the world for you. You probably noticed that by now. I don't sugarcoat it. I'm not here to give you a Tony Robbins, like, you can be a giant. No, you are living in a world of deception and poison and toxins and murderers. I just want to show you how to survive it and navigate it. That's my job. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Tell you what it is, the way it is, and then you can decide for yourself how you want to navigate that. But I'll give you the best clues and advice that I can. So I wish you the best. I bless you. And I hope that you come to be able to discern the difference between what's real and what's fake. Because almost everything that you think is real is fake. And almost everything that the fake news media says is fake, like God, is actually real. So think about that. It's an upside down universe. But if you know what's up, you can navigate it. Thanks for listening. Learn about the benefits of cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.